And this week's parsha is Parshas Toldos. Today, actually, we know Baruch Hashem is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Very exciting. I want to welcome back some of our old chaverim that came to join us for a special Nachum Begin, musically enhanced Nachum Begin. And I want to share with you a Dvar Torah. I think it's very, very relevant, especially to the challenge, the special challenge that's going on upstairs, the Caleb challenge. Which is Baruch Hashem, 2 days, almost two full days underway since it began Tuesday afternoon. And I want to hopefully just, I think, share a reflection with you about this challenge. And I think everybody in this room who's involved already deep in this challenge feels. I'd like to kind of highlight the challenge with a very, very beautiful idea found in this week's parasha. And the kernel of the idea comes from Rav Yoshev Zatzal. Rav Yoshev. It goes as follows. Pasuk says, Vayi Esav, Vayi Gilu on the Arim. The lads grow up. Yaakov and Esav grow up. Vayi Esav, Ish Yodeh, Tzayit, Ish Sadeh. And Esav is a man that knows how to hunt, a man in the field. The Yaakov, Ish Tam Yoshev Oalim. And Yaakov is a man, a simple man. Yoshev Oalim. What does he do? He sits at the tents. Pasuk continues. Yaakov cooks up a soup. Rashi fills in from Chazal. The soup he's cooking because Avraham Avinu passed away. Vayavo Esav bin Hasadeh Ruvayev. And Esav comes in from the field and he's tired. And Rabbi Yosha has the following, I think, beautiful and brilliant observation. What's going on over here? He says, if you take a look at it, if you look from the outside, Who's Esav? Esav is the man who does. He's the man of action. He's out in the field. He's the hunter. He's the doer. He's the go-getter. Not only that, the whole world is open to him. He's free. Free of everything. No responsibilities. No shachas min chamayrav duties. No kashrus limitations. He could just hunt it and eat it without shechting it. This is the life. He's got the life. Freedom. He's got everything. He can kill if he wants. Kiliarayos is totally fine. Anything goes. Everything's great. You look at Yaakov, the other, the camera shifts now from Esau's life to Yaakov. You're like, what a nebuch. Look at Yaakov. What does he do? Sits all day in his tent. What does he do? He sits in a chair. He has a gemara, a kama. A little tinus he has open. He's chazering. You say to him, nebuch. Not only that. Not only is he like doing nothing, he's sitting in his chair all day doing nothing, but he has so many limitations, rules. Nebuch, he can't eat whatever he wants. He has to get up early in the morning for chakras. Every step he takes, every step he makes is all governed and limited by the Shulchan Aruch. And you say to yourself, why Nebuch, poor Yaakov, and how lucky Esav is. And then the pasuk continues. Yaakov cooks a soup. And Esav comes in from the field and he's tired. And I ask you this question, what are you tired from? Esav, why are you so tired? What are you tired about? You want to sleep late one day? Sleep late one day. What are you tired from? What's the issue? You're tired? There's no problem. You don't have to worry about mincha and Meir. Just go to sleep. What does the Torah mean when the Torah tells us Esav comes to the village tired? What's he tired from? What's he tired about, Abosai? Why is he tired? Says it, Eliyashiv Zatzal. Such a gorgeous thought. Listen carefully. He's not physically tired. He's not physically tired. If he's physically tired, you know what it means? So let's take a nap. Because he can. Do whatever he wants. What is the Torah telling us? He tells us that Esav is Ayev. He's telling us a very, very important hashkafa that exists between Yaakov and Esav. You see, my friends, Esav isn't physically tired. Esav is spiritually empty. Esav, in his heart of hearts, knows. And you know what? All this freedom that I have,
all this fun that I have, all this taiva, and I'm able just to indulge in all the time, all this excitement and the razzle-dazzle and the light and the glitz and the glamour and the taiva and the yitzhara and the zara and the gilarayas and the shrikas damim, all that stuff that I'm involved in, you know what? It leaves one very, very big gaping hole inside of me. It's emptiness. It's ayit. He's not physically tired. He's tired emotionally. He's spiritually bereft of anything meaningful. He's nothing. He's filling himself with nothingness. It's not going to satisfy his soul. Rabosai, in Mesilas Hasharim, in the first parak of Mesilas Hasharim, he describes Mesilas Hasharim two reasons why a person cannot really think that he was created for this world alone. No one can think here for this world. The first reason, he says, is because there's so much suffering in this world. And there's so much suffering. How can we explain people coming to this world suffering so much than just dying? It's just about here and now. That doesn't make any sense. But a second answer, a second rationale why there must be something beyond this world is the following. He says in the Siddhas Asharim, you know why? Because if we were just about this world, what do we require such a precious, lofty soul for? Our soul that has no pleasure in this world. Our soul that despises the pleasures of this world. Our soul that gets no enjoyment when we indulge and overindulge and superindulge in pleasures of this world. Our soul does not appreciate it. Rabbi Osei, Mesilas Hasharim quotes the pasuk in Koheles that says, "V'gam ha-nefesh lo timalei." And even the soul will not be filled. He brings a famous mashal. Who remembers this mashal? You probably all remember it. We did it not long ago. Mashal to a villager. Who does the villager marry? The villager marries the princess. He wants to buy her something. What's he going to buy her? A nice necklace. And she says, "Wow, that's amazing. But you know what? My dad's the king. And that necklace, you know, you spend $10,000 on? That's like I could, you know, I use that to clean out my ears. It's a joke. Whatever you bring her, it's not going to be good enough. You know why? Because she is royalty." Says the Medrash, our soul is royal. Our soul is a piece of Hashem, is barach. Elokai neshama shnasata bi tohori. You know why? Ata barasa, you created it. Ata yitzarta, you blew it into me, Hashem. In you and you and everybody in this room, there's a piece of Hashem, is barach himself. I like pretzels. Who doesn't like pretzels? I like Doritos, the chamutz charif ones, the green ones, they're geschmack. Who doesn't like a chamutz charif? Who doesn't like a chamutz charif? You couldn't have come at a better time. Who doesn't like a chamutz charif? Chamutz charif Doritos, they're delicious. But you know what? Your neshama doesn't love it. You know why? Because your neshama is royal. Your neshama is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your neshama is the chelek elokam imal. That piece of God does not enjoy anything in this world. You know what it does enjoy? Thank you so much for coming this time, Rabbi Mashkiach Shlita. You know what it enjoys? It enjoys Dav Bez and Bava Kama. And Dav Gimel Bava Kama. And not only does it enjoy it one time, but it enjoys it again and again and again. And each time you do, you're like, wow. It's like a revival of my neshama. If you eat these pretzels so many times, you're going to get sick of them. You get bored of them. Imagine having pretzels, the same bag of pretzels, again and again and again. Pretzels, I like pretzels a lot. I can't have too much pretzels, but you know what? You'll never, your soul will never get sick of Bava Kama, or of Tainus, or anything else that you learn. You know why? Because the food for your soul, the food for our soul, is Torah. The Gama Nefesh Lo Timale. The soul is not filled with physical things in this world. And Rabos, this is the fight that exists between Yaakov and Esau and the beginning of the parasha. Esau comes to the field, he's tired. Says, "Well, Yosha, he's not tired physically. He's empty. He's missing. He has a gaping hole inside of him." And Yaakov, Ishtam Yoshev Olam, the Nebuchadnezzar sitting in the corner of the Beis Medrash, you're like, Nebuchadnezzar, he doesn't get out. You know, maybe he should leave yeshiva once in a while. Get out to the world. There's so many fun, exciting things out there. And you know what? He's the most content. He's the most happy. And I'm not even only talking about in Olam Haba. In the be-all and end-all, in the ultimate existence which we were created from. I'm not only talking about that. But he enjoys Olam Hazeh. He's not worried. He's not concerned about physical things. True story. I recently had an issue with a car. I had a big car, the truck that allowed you guys were in last year. And my wife and I were driving to Yerushalayim a lot, and it was very, very expensive on gas. And we were debating, you know, like, maybe it's just not kedai to hold on to this car anymore. Maybe we should get a smaller car. And my wife has a strong sheet that she's like, but when the whole family goes together, we can't fit in a small car. I'm like, okay, so we'll figure it out. She's like, but we all should be together. I'm like, it's okay. She's like, but how about if we go on trips? I'm like, we go on trips like once a year, twice a year. Like, it's okay, we'll figure it out. She's like, no. So we decided we're going to buy a smaller car, and we'll see what happens. We're still in machlokas about the bigger car. So we got the smaller car.
How about you don't want?
I don't know, one. The smaller car we have, I'm just happy with it. The day after I got the smaller car, major problems with the big car. Major problems. I said to myself, you know, like problems enough that like I had to like send it into a shop with like, you know, like, not, you know, not like, not in the hundreds of shekels problems, like, you know, bigger problems. I'm like, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Mar ben nechasim, mar ben daga, which means more property, more worries, more worry, more money, more problems. Yaakov Yishtam Yoshev Olim. You know what his problems are? His problems are, what's Pshat in Rashi? What's Pshat in Tosfos? How do I make sense out of Rashi and Tosfos? How do I understand the Rashba? That's his problems. His problems aren't, oh my gosh, how am I going to come up with extra cash to pay for things I don't even need? His problems aren't, oh my gosh, how am I going to make sure that I get that taiva in my stomach that I'll maybe enjoy for a few minutes, but a few minutes later, it's all gone. Vayavo Esav min hasadev hu ayif. These parashios were describing Yaakov and Esav. It's not merely a debate of like, okay, Yaakov and Esav, it's lifestyles, it's what it's about. The Medrash says Yaakov and Esav are fighting about nachalash ve'olamos. They're fighting about the world. They're fighting about what we're doing here in this world. We can understand this in two levels. We can understand, you know, Esav said, this is the world that's the most important. And Yaakov says, man, not this world. The world to come is the most important. But there's another pshat. It's true, of course, Yaakov has olam haba. And Esav doesn't have olam haba. You know what? Olam hazeh. Who has this world? Abosai, think about how happy you feel, how accomplished you feel after a day of chazar and the challenge. You can't compare that feeling even to a delicious meal, which you might or may not hopefully get at the end. That's
Donnie's
getting hot. Donnie's getting hot right now. But again, it's not about that. The meal's a nice incentive. All the incentives are great incentives. It's wonderful, but the good feeling is the good feeling. You know why? Because you're filling up your soul, which can't be filled up with anything else in this world. It doesn't make a difference. It could be the biggest taivas ever, the best vacation ever, the best steak ever. But hanefesh lo timale, our soul is not filled up with that stuff. And therefore, as we read these parashas of Yaakov and Esav, and we see different lifestyles and see different hashkafos olam, we have to remind ourselves, ashreinu nato chalkeinu, how lucky we are. How lucky we are to be in yeshiva. How lucky we are to be filling ourselves up and our souls up with the right things. How lucky we are. Many of us have friends that didn't make it to yeshiva this year. Some of us have friends in yeshivas that are not doing too much filling up of their soul with good things, unfortunately. And we're lucky, Baruch Hashem, we're zochah to be part of the elite group that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asher Bachar Banu Kol Ha'am, and within the Am HaNivcha, we're zochah to be those people that are learning Torah Hashem, that are filling up our soul. We should understand how lucky we are. Shreinu, Matoch Alkenu, Umanam, Gorolenu, we should be zochah to take Yaakov's approach, that lifestyle, to fill ourselves up as much as we can with Torah Hashem Temima, Meshivas Nafesh. Have a wonderful Shabbos.